Rules of Travel is Roseanne Cash's first album of new material in a decade. During that time, she lost her voice, published a well-received book of short stories, got married, and had a baby. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Do you want to be honest? Do you want to win? You could have it all if you could gracefully give in, like when a martyr, Rosie's a martyr, and looking in the mirror makes you cry harder about your glitter and ball and chain. In love, in love.
Roseanne Cash commences her first new collection in 10 years with a song called Beautiful Pain that works both as a pretty ballad and as a contradiction of the pretty ballad form. The lyric critiques the melody. In singing about someone who spends her life in love with being miserable, Cash acknowledges the flaw in lesser songs on her previous albums, a propensity to use heartbreak as an excuse for not having anything else to feel. In another artist, such self-consciousness would be squirmily indulgent. For Cash, it's a way back into the first-rate music she hasn't made for a good long time.
Will you remember me like the circled stones on the ancient hills where you walk alone, where the wind can speak my secret name like the air you breathe? Will you remember?
That's another song working on two levels simultaneously. On the surface, Cash and her husband, producer John Leventhal, assume the voice of someone yearning for the immortality that can be achieved even if no more than one person remembers you fondly. Cash is also asking if her audience remembers her as an artist as good as her best hits, like 7 Year Ache and I Don't Know Why You Don't Want Me. Whether the new work she's making right now will be remembered in the seconds, hours, or days after you hear it. Again, the song works because it's so utterly lacking in anything maudlin or false. Leventhal, a wonderful producer who's made a songwriter like Jim Lauderdale sound as vibrant and full of strength as he does his wife here, is unafraid to record the tune as a simple folk song. It's this quality that makes Cash's duet with her father, the gravely ill Johnny Cash, transcend any suggestion of exploitation. Listen to the way father enters daughter's song like a former protector, admitting he now needs protecting.
I plan to crawl outside these walls, close my eyes and see, and fall into the heart and arms of those who wait for me. I cannot move a mountain now. I can no longer run. I cannot be who I was then in a way I never was.
Watch the clouds go sailing. Watch the clock and sun. Oh, I watch myself depending on September when it comes.
Rather than picking up where her musical career left off, Rules of Travel is more an extension of the short stories Roseanne Cash wrote during her long silence. Each song has its own mood, its own small arc of drama, its own independence from the story that came before it. For a collection of songs, it's a very good read.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Rules of Travel by Roseanne Cash.